The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
So I believe that if we are going to heal as a nation, we have to start having conversations and have conversations that make us uncomfortable. We're not learning anything if we're not uncomfortable. You know, it's nice to sit on the mountaintop, but on the mountaintop, no work is really done. You just have a nice view. It's nice to be up there once in a while, but it's down in the valley where all the work and the fruit is grown. So let's get into the valley. Let's get into the places, and we have uncomfortable conversations with people, but civil conversations, and try to knit ourselves back together. There's two people that are trying to do this now. Justine Lee, I think, is it Justine or is it just, it's Justine, right?
That's correct, Glenn. Yeah.
Justine Lee and Tria Chang. Is it Tria? Let me make sure.
Perfect, Glenn.
Okay, good. All right. So you guys have started something called Make America Dinner Again, and you're trying to bring people together. You want to explain this?
Sure. Yeah. Make America Dinner Again is something we started or we conceived the day after the election. You know, we were feeling frustrated. We felt like no one was really listening or understanding each other. And as ordinary citizens, one thing we knew we could do is get people together over a meal, people across the political spectrum, to share their stories or perspectives and really listen with the intent to learn. And we believe that ordinary citizens just like us can do the same.
So you guys started this, and I'm pretty sure you're not of the same political bent that I am. You live in San Francisco, right?
That's correct.
Are you able to have real conversations with people who really disagree? Are you able to get people together who are very diverse and actually have reasonable conversations?
Yes, and that's a huge priority for us, to get that diversity of thought in there. So it's not going to be the demographics of San Francisco, which are, you know, maybe we'd have 6 liberals and 2 conservatives. We
right.
really try to have a mix.
It's got to be hard.
It is hard, but it's so worth it. And we also make sure we don't only have Republicans and Democrats, but also libertarians and people who have views that don't fit into any particular bucket, because there are so many different perspectives out there, and we all get better and learn more if we can hear from each other.
Well, first of all, you guys had me when you mentioned dinner, because I'm a big fan of it, big supporter. But you go through how to put this together, and you know it's a great, really, you walk people through it step by step on how to do it. But I was looking at the worst case scenarios, of course, as an American, that's where I go immediately. And these two things seem really possible to happen. One, you get a group of people it's difficult to draw into a conversation, very possible, especially in that environment when you know people disagree with you. And the other, you get a group who quickly spirals into arguments and chaos, mm-hmm. which I think is, in this environment, really likely. How do you get around that stuff?
Yeah, so one way is that we, right off the bat, in our language and our outreach to our guests, we let them know that, you know, our intention here is not to win, is not to convert or change minds. It's just simply to take a step back and get to know each other as people first. And you can't, you know, when you're sharing your stories about your life experiences, those are things that people can't really argue, right? What you've experienced, what your life has been to you and how you perceive it is your truth. And so I think that folks come and they really internalize these stories from other people, and they now have these perspectives and these stories, and they leave the dinner as data points that they can reference when they're considering an issue or an idea, and that's been really valuable for them.
So do you have, this is the biggest, I've been on this kick for a few years now of trying to explain how right Martin Luther King was, that it's all about reconciliation, and we lose the minute we try to win. and everyone is trying to win right now. How is this going for you on explaining that and getting people to participate?
Yeah, well, first of all, Glenn, we love that message that you're spreading, that it's not about winning, it's about reconciliation. Sometimes the word reconciliation is perhaps a little too strong for the people who want to just come eat dinner and hear some perspective.
Sure.
We really, yeah, we put the emphasis on it's about listening, it's about understanding and personal growth. And you've been talking about personal responsibility, and we really feel that as citizens, Justine and I felt the personal responsibility that if we were surprised by the election's result, that meant we weren't listening enough and we weren't understanding our country well enough. And we think that the people who sign up for dinners do a little bit of self-selection in that they feel that same responsibility. So it hasn't been too hard, actually, to get people in the mood to come together and hear each other out and share their perspectives as well without trying to gain points and win.
It's interesting. When I look at your program, I'm conflicted because part of me thinks, wow, what an amazing thing to do and take this big step and try this really innovative, cool thing that can really solve a problem that America is having right now. And the other part of me says, well, wait a minute, this is just what we're supposed to be doing. Like, this is just a regular American thing. We were supposed to get together with people regardless of their politics and have conversations with them and get to know people. Does it feel like you're doing both of those things simultaneously?
It does, yeah. I mean, we found that, you know, right now at this time in our state, in our country, it's a very divided time, right? The amplification of that division and distrust online through media, you know, people are seeking another way and they're tired of feeling anger and misunderstood. And MATA has become this refreshing avenue for them. But the hope is that that isn't going to be the case if this actually becomes an everyday thing, right? Sitting down at dinner and talking respectfully to each other. So we really see Make America Dinner Again as a blueprint for, you know, future conversations when things aren't as heated around politics. Maybe it'll be something else. I mean, we think there will always be some type of conflict in the world and in our country. So it's just getting people, you know, to practice active listening, to remembering what it's like to communicate with one another in a respectful way.
Would you guys come have dinner with me?
We would love to.
let's do that. Maybe you guys bring some, friends from San Francisco, and I can bring some friends from Texas who they usually don't meet unless it's in Austin. And we can, you know, I would love to have a conversation with you, and I would love to have dinner with you.
We would love that, Glenn.
I think that we've always been a country that was e pluribus unum. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have different beliefs, but we all settled on a few, and I think they're the Bill of Rights, a few things that we all had in common that we all believed. And if we can just stop believing the worst of each other, and that's hard. I mean, that's really hard. If we can start believing the best intention out of most people, we'll be able to make it. But if we don't start talking to each other, we ain't going to make it.
Totally agree, Glenn. And actually, yeah, I just wanted to mention that we just got a sign up from someone who heard about us on your show, because we do ask our guests when they sign up how they've heard about us, and they've mentioned Glenn Beck. So
oh, that's great.
Oh, wow. Already you're helping us out.
Well, we're posting, you know, how to do this and you know, your whole kit. We're posting it at glennbeck.com. I'll Facebook it today. And I strongly urge people to get involved in Make America Dinner Again. How do they find you?
They can find us on our website.
Yes, makeamericadinneragain.com. Nice and simple, nothing fancy. And yeah, there are a lot of ways to reach out there. You can either email us directly, download the kit, or sign up for a dinner, either to host or be a guest.
I got to believe that is, for instance, in my little town in Idaho, it would be really hard to find somebody who is really hardcore liberal. I would imagine in San Francisco, it's really hard to find somebody like me. Does it get, I mean, it takes, depending on where you live, it takes real work, does it not?
It does. It's hard, but it's possible.
The website does a good job, too, of discussing how to find people and how to really walk through the process. It's a great idea, and you could just do this. You don't have to just, you know, you don't have to be in San Francisco to do this. You can start up your own in your own area.
No, it's important that it happens everywhere.
Yeah, and what's the food selection for a Glenn Beck dinner here? Do you guys have suggestions? I was thinking maybe the Brooklyn barbecue controversy from Twitter over the weekend would be a good starting point. We can all join together to make fun of Brooklyn barbecue.
Well, we found one of our go-tos is pizza. That's something usually people can agree on. We do pull our guests ahead of time and get their dietary restrictions. So
what is
we consider that.
What's the best thing that has come that you guys have personally witnessed? What's the most surprising thing that you were like, wow, was that amazing?
Well, there are a few, but one that stands out is we have two guests that, you know, have been to a couple of our dinners. The first one was the first time they met, and the second one, they actually really got to know each other. And these are two guests who seem like complete opposites in their build and their demeanor. One was is a straight, middle-aged white man who is a real estate attorney and voted for Trump. And the other is a young transgender Korean adoptee who voted for Hillary. And it was pretty clear they have different politics. But when they sat down and exchanged stories, they actually found they had some things in common. They're both from the Midwest. They have, you know, one was from North Dakota, the other is from South Dakota, and they have a real shared love for that part of the country. They're both fathers, and they really strongly identified as being fathers. They said above anything else, that's how they identify. And they both also found they have a real love for our country, and they want the best for it. And those commonalities were enough for them to leave actually hugging each other and looking forward to the next time they'd meet. So we've seen that friendship blossom over the course of a few dinners, and it's been pretty cool.
I'm thrilled to have you guys on. I would love to have you again, and I would love to invite you here to Texas, and let's have dinner. And if you can't make it, then I'll come to San Francisco. But let's have dinner, because I think you guys are doing just a great, great service to our country. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it.
God bless.
So a really interesting topic, and I'm really hungry now.
I'm starving.
All I'm thinking about is pizza.
Starving.
I'm so weak. It's pathetic. MakeAmericaDinnerAgain.com is the place to go. And it's Tria Chang and Justine Lee.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.